talking to your thing for me, Nick?
I sometimes ask executives who pride themselves on their memory to put down their guess as to how they spend their own time.
Check.
Then I lock these guesses away for a week or months. In the meantime, the executives run an actual time record on themselves. There's never much resemblance between the way these men thought they used their time and their actual records.
What is that about? What are you talking about?
Did you know that?
I don't know now. Knowing's half the battle.
That's the effective executive.
The effective? What the? All right, hold on. Thanks for tuning in to Being Cool Podcast. Informed besides not really. Knight Riders unite and witness us. Nick is regaling us with some knowledge that he's gained from his book, The Effective Executive.
So these are the two books I'm reading.
Okay.
This is a line from the other one.
Okay.
Democracy Daughters, Ferocious Fascism, Cackling Communism, Equally Frauds, Cavorts Crazily All Over the Globe. They're hemming us in. They are abortive births of the child of the new Aeon of Horus. Liberty stirs once more in the womb of time. Evolution makes its changes by anti-socialistic ways. The abnormal man who foresees the trend of the times and adapts circumstances intelligently is laughed at, persecuted, often destroyed by the herd. But he and his heirs, when their crisis comes, are survivors.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. What is that from?
That's from the Book of the Law.
Take that, world. How'd you like your weekly reading? Fucking A, man. What have you done? This is a fucking show.
What have I done?
What have you done? Tell what I did, Nick. It's my last week at work. So I've done nothing. I've given no fucks. I don't give a shit.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm gonna make Nick go to a dinner with me tonight because another guy at the store is leaving. And they're like, hey, we're going to have a going away thing for you and the other guy. And I went, do not make it for me. I will not show up. Make this for the other guy and I'm there. So I'm gonna make Nick go to that with me. Hopefully he doesn't bail. Hang out part-time, Drew. I think Dr. Dylan's going to be there. A few other people. I just need someone else there so that when I someone would go, hey man, you're being more mean than funny, because I know that Drew and Dylan won't tell me, so I need you to be there.
Almost Dr. Dylan.
Oh man. Alright, so this is funny. So we're at Wes comes into the store. Wes from Kinky Wet and Wild podcast, and he's like shooting the shit with me or whatever, hanging out. And then Dylan, I guess, is coming back from a break and goes over to the table and is just like hanging out while me and Wes talk, and I go, I'm like, hey, Dylan, this is my buddy Wes. And he goes, oh, Wes. And then he looks up and goes, KWW, I'm familiar with Wes. And Wes, I guess Wes thought that was really funny. I was like, this is, you might know him as maybe Dr. Dylan. And he goes, yeah. And I was like, but you also might not know that he never goes to bed unsucked. Like, just making a joke with Wes, because you know how Wes is. And Wes just goes, oh, yeah, man, you go to bed empty? And like, Dylan's like, more often than not, yeah. And then Wes just goes, you bi, man? And Dylan's like, no, I'm not. Wes was like, so whatever, man, that'd be cool. All right, I'm gonna go. And then like within 10 seconds of meeting, fucking Dylan just totally asked, hey man, you bisexual? Which, and then when Wes walked off, I walked over to Dylan. I was like, if you expected that to go any other way, that's your fault. And he goes, no, I figured within 30 seconds it would get as weird as it did. I was like, well, that's Wes, and he's a crazy person.
Well, I mean, so I'm cognitively following the leap that Wes made.
Yeah.
So he assumed if he's getting sucked off every night, either he's a real smooth talker, or the more likely possibility is that he's bi. And then he's tricking other dudes into sucking his dick.
Could you ever get tricked into sucking another guy's dick?
Tricked?
Yeah, tricked.
No, but I know people that could.
How does one get tricked into sucking?
Same way somebody gets tricked into joining a cult.
Outfits? Like, someone is like, I'll buy you these matching outfits if you suck my dick? Because that's how cults work. Cults rope you in because they're like, oh, hey, do you like religion? No. Us either. How do you feel about
jumpsuits?
Jumpsuits. But you don't want to go to jail and clean up shit on the highway.
I don't think...
And you want to spend eternity on a rocket ship going to Mars.
Yeah, I think that's probably more the draw.
The rocket ship?
Than the uniforms, yeah.
The older I get, like, the more I realize
how much people love uniforms.
You know, like, how much, like, I'm susceptible to be like, hey, man, we're going to do this. And I'm just like, whatever, man. That sounds easier than what's really going on. We'll do that instead. Because, like, I got this new job, and, like, I'm stressing over it.
You got some Nikes?
What?
You got some Nikes?
Some Nikes?
Yeah.
I have Nikes. They're knotted. The amount of text messages from people like, you're fucking around, you know how to tie your shoes. And I'm like, I'm going to wait till this week to post the photos because I didn't want to ruin the joke for people who are just now listening to last week's episode. I don't know how to tie my shoes.
Every episode is somebody's first.
I know. So if you guys don't remember last week, I confessed to Nicholas that I don't know how to tie my shoes, and Nick fucking lost his shit and nearly peed his fucking pants. Oh man. So I did go back and listen to some old Laserbrain episodes.
Wait, but you think that...
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm jumping ahead. I'm sorry.
You think the draw into a cult is the uniforms. Is that correct?
I'm not... I want everything in my life to be streamlined at this point. And if I could meet some people who are like, look, food...
As a contributing factor, maybe.
As like food and lodging, we're going to take care of that. We just need you to show up here and hang out. We're going to give you food. You're going to have shelter. You can even bring your cats. Also, we're going to take...
We're going to give you some sweat britches.
Also, I know how much you hate doing laundry. We're going to give you sweat clothes. And I'm going to be like, fucking okay. So it's just, I'm into the idea that cults can just streamline anything immediately. I'm into that. I think I could bypass all the religious bullshit and zealotry if they were just kind of like, yeah, but for 1 hour a day, you have to face the wall and scream. That's what you have to do.
For 1 hour out of the day, you have to scream at your own dick. You okay with it?
If that was the cult?
Yeah.
The scream, what would they be? The Screeching Richards? Like, that's the name of the cult? It's you and a bunch of people. You have to scream at other people's dicks.
Okay.
You have to yell at somebody else's dick.
What's the reason to like...
It's what you don't like about your own self.
Withdraw you from your own... to like beat down your own ego.
No,
and
it's
your
just
own
that,
dick.
No, it's that we all know that dicks do the fucking. And sure. The dicks are the creators. So you're
and
mad...
cult members do the sucking.
And you're mad at your place because that's where the creator has put you. So what you do is you have to go up to someone and just scream what you
fuck
don't like...
your dick!
What you don't like about your own life at their dick. Because that's like you screaming at God. And
okay.
The name of the cult is the Screeching Richards.
The Screeching Richards. Are they a pop punk band?
Yeah. Yeah, they're a pop punk band. The leader, yeah, that's what you do. That's how you spread the word is you go on tour in a pop punk band opening, yeah, you know, like Screeching Weasel.
I mean, Shelter did Richards. It.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, I know. Well, no, 108 did it too.
Yeah.
Fucking Krishna hardcore. I watched a video of like
Yeah, but they're not really like that culty, I don't
They
think.
Aren't anymore. 108 used to be like real fucking preachy. They're all
oh,
like,
really?
If you don't worship the 9-armed elephant god, I don't know.
I think that's Ganesh.
I think it's Gudum.
And I don't think it's got 9 arms. I think you're thinking of Shiva.
I don't know a lot about religion.
I don't know a lot about things.
Let me talk to you about Screeching Richards. So what have you done this week, man?
I had a 4th of July.
Oh, fucking yeah, man. 4th of July came up.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
I had a good time.
Did you?
Yeah, so...
Do anything cool?
I mean, kind of. Nothing that exciting, but I invited some friends over. We had the couple that we went to the Azores with came over. And,
don't get sad, Nick!
A buddy from work and his girlfriend came over and...
Wait, you guys have something here?
Yeah.
Thanks for the invite.
And then Bridget's friend
came over. Thanks for
I figured
the
you'd be
invite.
I figured you'd be in Seaville.
No, you knew that I wouldn't come out, and I appreciate that. I heard that something like I'm having all these weird realizations this week of like a lot of my friends will do things and they don't call me because they don't want me to feel obligated to come up with an excuse, and I respect the shit out of that. Like, I love that about, I was like, it's a day
like,
off.
I Patrick's, know you.
It's Patrick has a day off. He's not going to Clarksville. He's probably going to sit at his house. Let's not make him come up with an excuse for not wanting to hang out. I worked all day 4th of July.
Yeah.
You gonna pay me time and a half? I'm working.
Oh, we're working
today. Yeah, I worked fucking open to close. Got an email Tuesday morning. Did you work 11 hours yesterday? And all I sent back was, or what? Not even applicable. I mean, kind of applicable if you know the backstory of the situation. But like,
that's awesome.
What's going to happen? I'm untouchable. Nigga, get your hands off me.
Untouchable.
I'm a slimy Patrick this week. You can't grab me. You can't hold me down. Did you guys blow up shit?
Yeah. So we bought a couple of those things of the you know, like the firecracker type things,
sparklers,
and so then we had like two things of mortars, and then I bought this big badass one called the Orc Skull.
How big was it?
It's like it's about the size of that crate.
So the size of a standard milk crate.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's pretty decent size. I mean, it was like one of those $50 ones. It wasn't like one of the like $75.
Can you haggle?
Ones. Yeah,
with roller coaster folk, with firework folk.
Yeah,
what they want to get rid of that shit, right? Because it's less they have to pack up, right?
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, and then they're holding on to it for a year. They want to sell as much of it as possible.
I would assume if you walked up to a firework guy on his last day and you're like, "Give you $80 for what you have left," they'd probably give it to you.
There's a place in a nearby town that starts with an R and ends with a.
Matt's already called it.
And
are you talking about Sad Sam's? Huh? No, you.
Okay. No. There's a. It's a
you
warehouse.
You need to know that you've said the name of the town we live in 100 times.
Yeah, I know.
I love this joke of like starts with a bowling, ends in a gry.
That's a really tough place to get onto.
Your dad's boner.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Talk about what you're talking about.
So anyway, there's a place in Russellville.
Russellville.
That it's a warehouse for fireworks. It's a, where do you think they keep them?
No shit.
Yeah,
I go to Russell. I used to go to Russell 3 days a week. No one once mentioned they had a fireworks
also,
fucking depot.
I think I found out my passion.
You're only allowed 3. That's a rule you made up.
Okay.
The Screaming Richards. You're allowed to have 4.
But there's a firework, not factory, but a warehouse there, and apparently they try to get people to like. To come in and do work, like contractors and stuff, to moonlight. You know, where like they come in on the weekends and stuff and
do
work
what?
For them.
They're seeing
contractor shit. Move,
for some reason,
move
I
shelves
think
and bullshit
a
like
firework
that.
Factory. You'd have to have.
Well, it's not a firework factory, it's just a warehouse.
But even a warehouse, you'd have like a lot of safety shit going on.
Yeah.
But in Russellville, I don't imagine that being much of a concern given those people.
Yeah, probably not. But they're from what I've been told, they're pretty. Safety conscious because they don't want to blow up, but they try and get contractors to moonlight. You familiar with moonlighting? Is?
Yeah.
Okay. They try and get them
Bruce
to moonlight.
Willis TV show from the 80s
right.
and 90s.
They try and get contractors to moonlight on the weekends, and they offer to pay them in fireworks.
All right.
How fucking redneck is that?
Only
shit?
In fireworks?
Yeah. Is that not some of the most redneck shit you've ever heard?
Now, that is probably to get around having to fill out any kind of W-2 or insurance thing. Because if you were like Randy here, it's going to work 20 hours a week.
Exactly what that's...
But we can't have him on the papers because Randy has a knack for blowing off toes. Like, it just... like, that seems awesome. How do we get on that?
You couldn't pay me enough money in the world to work at that place.
You're fucking... Yeah, you don't have to get paid money, Nick. You're not listening to anything you just said. You could get paid in Husker Do's, not to be confused with Husker Don'ts. You could get paid in Black Snakes.
Whizbangers.
You get Whizbangers. You could get paid in Bottle Rockets, Candles of the Roman Nature. Why wouldn't you want to do that for like a weekend? You wouldn't do it for just for the story to tell?
Maybe.
Could you imagine the conversations you would fucking have working as someone who's taking, I need you to move all those highly explosive materials very carefully over there. You wouldn't do it?
Okay, like as a EHS professional?
No. I mean like as a Nick
or
and
like
a Pat.
Go in
they're
as
like
contractor.
A civilian. No, I'm talking we go in just fucking we're here for a weekend cuz we want to get some shit to go home and blow up. I think they pay you and like you get a shopping cart. It's like supermarket sweep. Like you show up for a shift and then like you grab yourself a cart and get out of here.
I mean,
they can't even have shifts.
I might for the story. I think I would probably do consulting. For the story to get paid in fireworks.
What would the consulting be? Don't put flames in here.
There's so much more to it than you think.
But in Russellville? I just never knew this.
Oh, I mean, it doesn't matter where it is.
I know, but
as long as it's in the United States.
Yeah, but you would think that a firework
the regular
warehouse,
federal
we would have known about this by now.
Act. Oh, I don't know.
I got to talk to Wesley. He's from there.
Is he?
Yeah, Wesley's from Russellville.
Russellville.
I wonder if he knows anybody. I wonder if he could get us on there. Like if he knows somebody.
Oh, you can go there and you can buy fireworks from them
all year long,
at super low cost prices.
I've never paid more than $5 for anything firework related.
The guy that told me about this said that people because he was a contractor, he's done work there with his company. Not for fireworks, but for money, for greenbacks.
That's a fool's game. I'd only do it for greenbacks. Is that what you call them?
Yeah. And but he said that
Nick's jump-starting his rap career.
He said that you'll see people pull, like, backing their trucks in and buying like truckloads of fireworks
for pennies on the dollar.
Pennies,
dude! I would fucking love to work in a firework. It's not a factory; it's a warehouse. It's a warehouse. Oh my god! So what? Like,
it's like that's like a fucking redneck song I've ever.
Did you ever have fireworks? Like,
got paid in fireworks.
I got paid for
the work I did with my hands.
Did you ever have like bottle rocket wars growing up?
No.
Really?
No.
Man, we used to get like everybody pitches in and buys like $30 worth of shit, and then we go to like a tennis court that was like fenced in, and you didn't get out.
I don't like being on fire.
Well, if you're good, you're not. But if you're like, just be good at it, you won't get caught on fire. I remember Emily one day, she went out there and watched like me and Drew, my friend Andrew, another friend Drew, and then Andrew.
Bottle rockets or Roman candles?
Both. Our friend Richard, and we got on opposite corners of the tennis court, and then just all hell broke loose. Like, we just started like shooting them at each other, and Emily's just sitting on the hood of the car like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And I was like, you have sex with me? Like, running back and forth, just like lighting each other
up.
As
a safety professional, I can't recommend that activity.
Yeah, I wish that I could say that I wasn't 22 when I was doing this. I wish I could say that I was like 16 or 17. I wasn't. I was a grown-up adult. Yeah. You never did anything like that? You guys never like held out a Roman candle on your buddies and just watched him run for his life?
Mm-mm.
Well, I guess you're a better
friend. I've held on to Roman candles and shot him before, but not at anyone.
Have you ever, like, lit off firecrackers in a car?
No.
Huh. I have. I remember we were in my friend's, I forget what kind of car it was, but, like, his back seat would fall down into the trunk, and his trunk was empty. So we lit, like, a bunch of firecrackers and then threw them in the trunk and shut the back seat up. And then they just all started exploding in the trunk. And I remember we were driving to Nashville one time for a show. We were in a van. And for some reason, the van had like a cooler in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we just started throwing fireworks into the cooler and then shutting it and then sitting on it. And then letting them like explode in this cooler in the van. We found out later that cooler, it shared a wall with the gas tank. Yeah, it wasn't a smart thing. We weren't smart.
We were
dumb. We were on our way to go see Bleeding Through. We were just kind of like, let's get pre-meta. You never did anything like that?
Not really.
God, man, your friends were way smarter than me and mine.
You can be metal and safe.
I don't. You could cover yourself in blood that's not filled with AIDS.
See?
There you go.
Test your blood before you drink it.
No, you don't drink it. You only drink your own blood or the blood of your lover. You bathe in the blood of your enemies, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a goat.
All hail him. So, I didn't do anything 4th of July. You blew shit up. Anybody get embarrassingly drunk?
No. I didn't drink.
I would figure you wouldn't drink if you're hosting.
But, no. I mean, everybody was planning on working the next day, so... I mean, nobody really drink.
You make it seem like everybody showed up in like business suits and you were like, let's light a fire. And
no. Oh, I mean, okay. We had a blast. We had a good time. Michael showed up with I don't think you know Michael. He's a buddy of mine. But he showed up with a sweet like Smash Mouth bucket cap with stars and stripes on it. It was fucking badass. Let's see. Him and my buddy Daniel spent like 2 hours talking about wrestling.
Wrestling's a thing again. All my friends fucking love it. I've never, still don't care for it.
Michael's got a Ultimate Warrior tattoo.
Does Michael work out at TFC?
I don't know.
Okay, because there's a guy who I met who says that he knows you. He's like, hey, do you know Nick? And I was like, I do. And then he said your last name. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say your last name on here. And he was just like, he's like, yeah, I know Nick from he mentioned, fuck, shorter guy, glasses, I just described half of Bowling Green, always wearing a cap. I think he delivers beer or he's like a beer guy or a soda dispenser, not like a human soda dispenser.
Not my old neighbor.
I don't think so.
But no,
I know Michael
doesn't work out at TFC. Okay. I know he doesn't work out there.
Okay, your old neighbor, no, because that guy wouldn't talk to me because I'm this guy's dog arrested or whatever. That guy's would not talk to me. This guy was a really, really nice guy. I said he knew you. He works at the TFC on Russell Road. This is real inside baseball.
He works out there? Oh.
No, the fucking people who work there, They hired a guy who, like, my worst customer at the store. The worst fucking customer works there now. I told you about that. He's fucking, every time I go in there, like, I'm like, hey, man, I drop my keys in the bucket, and I grab a towel, and I was like, thanks, man. And he goes, better service than I ever got. And I was like, not true, you're too picky, and just walked fucking away. Like, I, no, I fucking don't like that shit. I don't like it when people from my business life make it into my personal life. That's my dojo, dude.
I don't either.
That's where I do my heavy lifting. It's not true. You been going to the gym?
Yeah. On the reg, almost every day.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been doing 5 days. I tried doing six, but I'm really hurt my back.
I'm not, like, really losing much weight.
You're not going to lose weight if you're lifting super heavy.
Well, I'm drinking beer, too. And...
also, I only eat bread.
And...
bread and
I've
chocolate.
Heard, I've been running, and I heard that running oftentimes will make people gain weight.
Why is that?
Because they say it raises your... hold on.
Get there.
What's the stress hormone?
I almost said pussy. Like, I know that's not right, but... shit. Look it up.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, it raises that...
Stress-tosterone? Hey.
And it raises that stress hormone because your body thinks that, like,
you're fatigued.
Running from something.
Yeah.
Huh? And so your body will say, will think, oh, okay, we...
need to take in calories?
Yeah, let's hold on to the calories that we have because, you know, we might be going through a lean time. In some people.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. I remember that 1 week I was only doing cardio.
Could be the 2 beers that I drink every night. And
no,
I have something
no.
To do with it.
Don't let that. It's science that won't let you lose weight. It's not the beer. There was a guy at work was dating this girl who like ran marathons all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they broke up. And my buddy Craig asked him why that girl spent so much time running. And he's like, I don't know. And Craig went, does he know that we're not food anymore? And that made me laugh really hard. Because it reminded me of Wes is always running.
That's funny.
So
Cortisol? Yeah.
Any cortisone cream? Is it the same thing? Are you sure about that?
Nope.
All right. That's been the Science Corner with Nick and Pat. Fucking, I did nothing before
the
4th.
I've been going kayaking a bunch lately.
Yeah, dude, you're fucking yak happy, man.
I've been yakking, man. I fucking love it.
My dad and Julie have kayaks, and I keep wanting to just steal them just to see what they would do. They've also got like a rack for their yaks on their car.
A yak rack?
A yak rack. I didn't want to fucking do it. Yeah, they have like a yak rack on their car, and my dad, being the dummy he is, took the yak rack to the car wash, forgot about it, bent it all to shit, scratched the top of his car all up.
That sucks.
That's what he gets for being a bad dad.
I really like it, though, man. It's fucking fun.
I like to canoe.
You should go kayaking with me one day.
I've got weekends off now.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do one day. See what you think about it. Explain to me why all the reasons that you think it's stupid.
No.
That'd be funny.
No, I like kayaking. I don't like canoeing with Emily because I do all the fucking work. If I'm going to be doing all the fucking
work.
That's
the good thing about kayaking.
I want to be the only one who benefits from it.
Yeah.
Plus, I'd rather...
somebody's not pulling their fucking weight.
Ooh, she never pulls her weight.
It doesn't matter.
Any aspect of what's going on. I'm not joking. I'm not digging into that. Me and her have been having an argument, and I don't want to talk about it. But one could argue. Nope. I'm not even doing this. I'm not doing this on here. That is not a conversation for this show because this will be the one she listens to, and then I'm in the doghouse even more. But she should be in the doghouse.
Let's go yakking
because she's being a bitch.
Let's go yakking this weekend.
I can't. I'm going to Clarksville this weekend. It's my one weekend off before I start my new job. You can roll your eyes all you fucking want. I'm not going to be in town
this weekend.
I don't know what I'm doing next weekend.
You're going kayak.
I can't confirm that. I don't know what's going to be going on. I know I'm pulling a Tristan right now.
What a shitty thing to say.
Fuck you. That's not what
I meant.
I don't
know what's going to be going on. No, I don't know if I'm going to like have something that sounds like more fun.
I don't mean it like that. I've got training for work, and there's an option that I might have to work some Saturdays while the training's going on. So I don't want to say, yes, I'll go yakking with you, and then have to be like, hey, man, I got to take back on that yak. I got to go to work. You can close your eyes and roll them at the same time. I don't give a butt fuck. Sorry that I got a new job. You're not going to make me feel bad for getting a new job. There's a lot of people trying to make me feel bad for getting a new job. One of them lets me fuck her every now and then. And I don't want to talk about it anymore. No, she's not making me feel bad getting a new job. She's just expecting that because I got a new job that all my stresses go away. And I'm like, that's not how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, we should do this. And I'm like, look, I don't know if I'm getting paid. Because you know when you have that new job thing, there's that weird staggered paycheck period?
Dude, we're just stressed out people. That's not going to change.
Oh, I know. There's a dude at work.
We could come into like $1 billion and never have to work again.
Mm-mm.
And it's,
We would, though. We would still go to fucking work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or all that stress would go into something else. It's just not going to change. So I've just accepted it.
That's why I got to join the Screeching Richards, man. I really need to relax for a moment.
Fucking leaning into it, man.
Well, like,
I've been having these meetings with my boss.
Ugh.
And I asked for him. And he's like helping
Nick,
me understand.
Don't play the victim here. You're not asking for anything.
He's helping me understand. I think I'm designed like to be like this. Like, I'm just, like, manic.
Staring at a beer bottle and making me nervous? Like,
no.
I hope you're not designed for
no,
that.
No, I just know how I am. I know how I am. And there's... So I just need to embrace it and learn how to make it work for me.
Yeah, man. Be you, boo-boo.
I'm nitpicky. I see the problems
Nick
with shit.
Nitpicky. Hey.
I'm nitpicky. I see problems with shit, and I expect them to be corrected, and I just... That's how I am. So
that
I just,
is the characteristic of a good leader.
I need to force that on everyone else instead of trying to do everything myself.
Man, we are fucking old.
Yeah.
Dude, all right, so I'll go ahead and say it, because by the time this comes out, it'll be fucking done in public knowledge. Samsung is who I worked for 3 years. I got no problem saying it, because I'm not there anymore.
But not the company. It's a guy, Mr. Sung.
Mr. Sam S. Ung. No, I worked for Samsung for the last 3 years, and they have decided that they are not going to have too many of the stores that are my size. They're going to focus their efforts on the larger market stores. Which would make sense if the smaller market stores, like mine and the majority of the other ones in the district, weren't outselling the large market stores. So instead of putting money into the stores that are succeeding, they're revamping funds and moving them to the larger market stores. Which, I don't know if you've been into a large market Best Buy lately, but they're all flea markets. There's a Windows area, there's an Apple area, there's a LG area, and they have their own employees. So Best Buy has essentially become a flea market that lets companies buy space and then hire their own employees, and then Best Buy people pretty much just check people out.
That's interesting.
It's an interesting concept, but it also what kept Best Buy from going under in 2012. I did a ton of research and I found out what was going on.
So it's working?
It is working to an extent. It's working for Best Buy as a whole. It's not helping out those companies coming in and buying space, because what they're doing is instead of just having a storefront within having a storefront and then have people come into there specifically to see their product, they are essentially putting their product on display across the walkway from another company. So the customer comes in and pretty much has both options available to them instead of going into just the brick and mortar store specifically for that item. So if you go into an Apple store, Apple devices are all you're going to see. But if you go into a Apple store in a Best Buy, you're going to look at an Apple store, a Samsung store, a Microsoft store, all run by their own employees, all run with their own product.
Okay, so
so consumerism is taking is
so that's a good thing, right? It's going to drive down market prices.
It will, but it also drives down purchase power. Because now, instead of a customer coming in with exactly what they want, they now have options, which is great for the customer. But the companies are taking a hit because of that. Because now you are battling.
Well, I mean...
But you're doing it on...
Though.
Right, but you're doing it on the ground.
Fuck the corporations.
I've been screaming, rather be dead all fucking week. I will watch your empire fall. Like, I was fucking... So, not essentially. Long story short, my store has been number one for 8 months in at least 3 of the 5 metrics on which a store my size is graded on. So, we've been absolutely destroying it. I got word about 3 weeks ago that they would be closing down my store.
Yeah, but, I mean, are you the outlier on a huge...
Probably. I mean, I probably am, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't suck.
Sure.
So what has been happening is we've been kicking it into fucking full bore, and we are now, since we got the news, we have led in every single metric as a big fuck you. Because that's how my part-time guy's on the same page of, if you're going to take this away from us, you're going to pry it from our fucking hands. Even though we don't really like the job, the fact that you're going to take it away, fuck you. So we have just been taking our punk rock attitude toward it and just destroying everything. Talking shit to people, like just running our fucking mouths because we have the numbers to back it up.
So what are the indicators? What are you being tracked in?
Sales performance, sales to goal. We've been over 100% for the past like 8 weeks.
Sells in dollars or sells in units?
Units.
Okay.
Units sold to units suggested. We are number one. Led this quarter in skills trainings, which means we're training in Best Buy employees.
Let it in. They have these thing called Hot Topics where we train everybody. We have these skills workshops where customers come in. We've been leading in that as well. And then we have what we call smart checks where we take customers.
Skills trainings. You train customers? Mm-hmm.
Customers come in specifically to see us. We train them on their devices.
Okay.
And then also we have a metric called smart usage where as customers come in, we check their devices to make sure they're running properly. Compare it. We can check, make sure their operating system's up to code, make sure everything's running fine on the phone. We've been leading it in that as well. So pretty much since we got the news, we've just been fucking pedal to the metal, killing it, talking and just talking shit the entire fucking way because we can. Mm. That's why when my boss sent me an email asking me why I worked 11 hours, you can't do that. I just said, or what? That's all the email said back. Or what? What are you going to do? It's kind of an ironic or coincidental situation of, I called my boss to put in my 2 weeks, actually 3 weeks notice at that point, and he calls me back telling my store was closing, and then I ask him getting a severance package. He said no, and then I put in my 3 weeks. So as of Monday, I would have a new job regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But it just sucks that now my part-time guy who's done nothing but...
Is it in your contract that you get a severance?
That's why I'm not getting a severance package, because my vending company works on the basis of contracts. So it's not a full-time... It's a full-time employment opportunity on a contract basis.
So you're a contractor.
I'm a contractor, technically. I'm upset because my part-time guy, Drew, who we mentioned 100 times in the show, deserves to run a store. That opportunity is being taken away from him. That's what makes me more upset. I'm upset on his behalf because that Monday, he doesn't have a job. I do.
Yeah.
That's, to me, it's not really fair because he's pulled...
But if he's got that skill set, he can do that anywhere else.
Well, there's a good chance, and he's a good chance that he might be taking advantage of an opportunity within the same store in a different factor, which is good for him. He deserves to do nothing but excel because he will. But we've just talked about it before of like how we're like kind of like we work for corporations, but at the same time, like our attitude and the kind of stuff that our mentality has never really changed away from like, no, if you get it done, you get it fucking done.
Mm.
And I think that derives a lot from like us playing in bands and shit. We're like, nobody's going to do it but you.
Yeah.
So it's really funny.
Well, that's what's been hard for me is making other people do shit because.
See, I've just been talking shit to the people.
It was always DIY, you know, like playing in bands mm-hmm. and stuff. And now it's not DIY. It's like make someone else do it.
It's success by committee.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny, like at our job,
it's harder.
People, when we leave that store, I don't want it to, but I see the sales of certain departments just hitting the shit. Because yeah. we've carried it so hard because our thing was like, no one's going to see. These people, and I don't care if they listen, are lazy. A lot of them are lazy. And they've never had to work for anything.
Yeah,
we had to work to keep the doors open. And we did. And we carried the weight, so much goddamn weight on the shoulders. And we were living our motherfucking lives, like killing it.
Yeah.
So when we leave when he leaves on Monday, I hope it doesn't. But I just see that place nosediving. And it's not me being cocky. It's me just going like, no, I fucking carried you for 3 years. You should have kept up. And, like, knowing that has done nothing but, like, fueled me to tear ass for the last 3 fucking weeks. And we have. And it's such a great feeling to
That's
be
cool.
like, to be like, yeah, man, you're going to fucking close our stores even though we've done nothing but succeed? Fuck you. Like, I have to be on a conference call tomorrow. And, like, my boss wants me to, like, say goodbyes and everything. I was like, you don't want to give me the floor. You don't want that. Because it's not like, granted, I am leaving because I found another opportunity. But it's not because it's on my own terms. It became a job that I wanted to take to a job I had to take. That doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
And especially I had to run in with our district guy, and I can talk about it here because he's never going to fucking listen to this. He sent me a no name congratulations on my 3.5 years with the Samsung department 2 days after I found out I got fired. So, and I reported him to corporate, filled out a giant HR thing with him. And then I got an email back saying, I hope I didn't hurt your feelings. And all I did was a copy and paste it to my HR people. He's going to be on the call tomorrow. I'm going to fucking light him up.
Do it.
I'm going to fucking rip him apart. Like, just because it's just, I've never seen people as numbers. So to have someone who's in charge behave like that.
Yeah.
Fuck
gross.
You, dude. It's disgusting. I wanted to think the company I work for is better than that. And I realized they weren't. And then I'm just kind of like, well, I'm a little bummed out that I gave you as much as I did because you don't give a shit about your people. And that's shitty, but I mean, like we talked about before, that's business and that's retail, and that's why I'm so fucking glad to get out of it.
Yeah.
Because it's just...
Well, it's not, though. It doesn't have to be.
And that's my thing. Is like, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
It do, like...
I guarantee you...
We led the fucking district. We led, like, regions.
I guarantee you
my... 10 by 20
space. Our plant manager knows the name of everybody that works there, and three things about them.
This motherfucker sends out copy and paste emails to the people without checking out who he's sending them to or what the circumstances of them getting it could be. And I cannot wait for 8:30 tomorrow morning to just, because I'm not going to say anything mean to anybody. I'm like, hey, it's been fun. You there, district manager, man? And he'd be like, yeah, I'm here. Cool. So, and then I'm just going to fuck it. I wrote it all out so that it's funnier than it is mean. And I'm going to fucking rip him apart. And I can't fucking wait because nothing I'm going to say is not true. So what are you going to do? Are you going to fire me? I can't. What are you going to make me lose the reference? Well, technically, you're not really my boss. You're just this asshole who works for a company that signs the paychecks. You're not really my boss.
Yeah, but if you're a contractor,
my contract is through a completely dumb. My contract is through a completely different company that has done nothing but had my back. But the people that we signed the contract with have had nothing but the interest of their own in mind for the past like year, and that sucks. It's just, I didn't mean to rant about work this much, but like I'm just so fucking like I'm so happy to be the fuck out of retail, man. Like, and I'm glad that it's like I'm glad we're going out on top. Like, that's what makes me so happy. It's not like we were fucking like dragging ass. It's just kind of like, no, we were 141% of budget this week, and you're going to read that number, and then you're going to tell everybody that my store is closing down, and you're going to look like an idiot. That's what makes me most happy about this. Is they haven't released the news of everything of who's closing down. So this motherfucker is going to read the stats, and we're going to be number one in everything.
Check the stats.
Yeah, and then he has to tell a group of people that the store is closing down. You're going to look like a fucking idiot. And that could be enough for me, but I'm petty. So, like, I'm not going to lie. I'm petty, and I took this shit personally. Because it was my...
You put a lot of work into it.
I worked that store, out of the 3 years, a year by myself, and we never slipped. That's more than anybody else in our area can fucking say.
If you take it personally, you wouldn't have done a good job.
Thank you. See? There's nothing wrong if your job sucks, people listening to this. Even if your job sucks, take pride in what you fucking do.
Yeah.
Because even if the job isn't where you want to be, it isn't where you're going to be forever. So put in your fucking time, show up, let it be your 8 hours out of your day.
Do a good job.
And that way, at the end of the day, it's like, oh man, this job sucks, but like, I did a really good job. That should be enough. Don't let some corporate overlord sit in an office tell you that it's not, if you know that it is. Check the stats.
Check them.
God damn it. I got all worked up about work. I didn't fucking want to.
No, it's good. Let's take a break.
Okay, I want to fill up my water. And then can we talk about emails? Because we got a fucking hell of an email.
My beer.
How many beers have you had?
Huh? This is number one. I got in like 5 minutes
before. No, I'm saying that because you said you've had two already. And I was like, I've only been here for like 15
minutes. No. I said my two beers a day. I drink two beers every day.
Excuse me. Drink more than two beers. Who gives a fuck, man? You earned it. Like, it's... Who fucking cares, man? I'll drive you to that place tonight. Because then I'm going to use you as my out to leave early. Gotta get Nick home.
Should I start acting drunk about 8 o'clock?
Well, I gotta be there at around 8:15, 8:30. So if you want to start acting a fool by like 8:16, 8:24, like I'd be really into that.
Dinner right, at 8:15?
What?
What is this goddamn France?
Dude, I didn't plan any of this shit. It's the guy who's leaving. I love the dude to death. He is fucking. I'll say his name is Sebastian. He's leaving Bowling Green to go follow his dream of working in theaters in Portland.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm just kind of like, fucking hell yeah, man. I'll go celebrate that with you. So we're going to take a break. I'm not going to play any music. I'm tired of editing. And I found out we could get sued for that. So...
What?
Yeah, if you play anything more than 11 seconds, you can get sued.
But only if it's like... But we don't do it to entertain people.
We play music to annoy them.
And sometimes, yeah.
So I think we should... I think we're just going to... Instead of playing we should just start playing bands that we don't like.
Yeah, but we play punk rock bands.
Yeah, but we should...
don't play anybody that's, like, douchey enough to do that.
No, I'm saying we should start only playing douchey music.
And well, as long as we comment about it, it's okay, though, right?
Okay, yeah. Here's a song that sucks.
Isn't that the deal, though?
If you have to talk over it, that's the deal. Or parody. You have to play a parody of something.
Well, I know parody is, but I thought if there's like a commentary on the media, that it's okay, that it's acceptable.
Okay, yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. So I'm going to play a song here by a band called Transistor Transistor, and the song's called Letter of Resignation, because it fits what we were talking about. Please don't sue us. Does that count?
I think so.
This is my letter.
We're fucking back, man.
Back like a nutsack. Nobody says that. Back like a... We're back, Jack.
We're back. Back Jack? Behind this dick like a nutsack.
I mean, yeah. That's where balls are. Do you consider your balls at the back of your shaft or underneath? What if your balls
both,
were midway up the shaft of your dick? Like the handle on a gun. Like if your balls were like.
So you could only go. You could only either you could only go as deep. You could only go up to your balls.
So you could essentially have this like super long dick.
Yeah.
But if your balls were like 3 inches from the head of your dick, not only would it weigh them down, but like you couldn't do anything with your like you couldn't.
Or
all right.
Or. You go for a super loose girl, or a girl with a super wide-set vagina. Let me say that. A sexually adventurous female.
I was going to say devious.
You could throw your balls in.
Balls are the new dick, according to Skip Worf.
Puts a whole new meaning to balls deep.
What if your balls were... Okay, so they're up...
Throw your nuts in.
They're the... It's the name of the episode. Toss that beanbag in there, boy. Cornhole that bitch. So like, so your balls are halfway up your shaft. We're back. So your balls are halfway to the head of your dick, right? Yeah. So if you got a 6-inch dick, like a fucking loser, then like 3 inches up your dick is your normal size.
So if
sack.
You're like us, 5 inches up your 10-inch dick, your balls are.
You're there, right there. What like? What if you could have, if they could hit, like I was talking about, if you could have them hemmed up, and like, instead of your balls sitting like to the left and right of each other, they were sitting to the front like this. So instead of being on the sides, they were like up and like one after
the
other. No, underneath, but like one after the other, your dick would kind of be like ribbed. And then like the chick might like that. But what I know about.
You would not.
But what I would think more girls would be like, I love that, is if the balls were one after the other, like in single file line, like an Almond Joy.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a black fella, like if you were an Almond Joy, but they were like on top of your dick, single file. You just caught that. I saw your face. Single file like this, the chicks might like that more because then your balls could hit their clit. And they'd
be
like.
Oh, on top. Yeah. That's exactly what I was about to say.
If that's a real thing.
It's not.
The clit.
But that's... Oh, bullshit. But that that's what I was about to say. I think they would be better. You wouldn't want them on the bottom.
You'd want them on the top.
You'd want them on the top.
Yeah.
And they would call them your clit hitters.
What if they swelled up, too, with your dick? So, like, if your dick got big, then also... It would just look like you had two implants on the top of your cock.
Do they shrink with it?
What do you mean?
So, like, if you're flaccid.
I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? I don't know.
You're making up the rules here.
No, you're talking about, like now? Like
so, do your testicles shrink
I don't know.
At
do
the
they?
Same rate that your penis shrinks?
No, they're always big.
They're always the same size?
Your potatoes never increase or decrease dependent on the size of the meat.
Do you have a blood dick?
What now? Do I have a bloody dick?
No. Do you know what... Never mind.
No. No, fuck you. You don't get to say, do you have a blood dick? And then go, never mind.
Have you heard of a blood dick?
Not until right now.
So that's a dick that's like, it's small.
Okay.
And then when it gets hard, it gets really big. And then I don't know what do they call it?
A blood dick?
Yeah. It's not small, but it's much smaller. And then some dicks are the same size.
I've heard like grower, not showers.
Yeah,
I'm
same
a
thing.
Grower, not a shower.
Same thing.
Because, I mean, like, without it, like, you got to really go in the bushes to find it. But, like, when the blood gets to it, watch out.
Blood dick.
Watch out. Well, I always say, watch out. Because when I get a hard-on.
It's like Jaws. It smells blood.
I watched Jaws on 4th of July. Did you?
No.
It's a tradition of mine. It's, like, the only tradition I have. Like, I have two traditions.
Complaining.
I got
and Jaws.
No, I have two traditions. I don't have traditions, and then I watch Jaws on the 4th of July. No, like, when my dick gets hard, it shoots out, like, the bang on a gun.
Yeah.
Not, like, the bullets, but, like, when the bang shoots out, like the Joker.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
A little flag comes out and unravels.
And it's just like, jizz. That's what the flag says. It just says jizz. I don't know if I told you this or not.
I came.
All right, so you're talking about coming.
Did you, LOL, JK?
It only took us 48 minutes to start talking about cum. A guy at work said that he got a blowjob.
You think that was funny?
No, I heard it. I thought it was funny. He said that when he was getting a blowjob, he thought the bed sheets were going to come up through his butthole.
I think I know what he means.
Yeah, you know exactly what he means. But he said that, and then I just imagined him getting flossed. Like, the girl grabbing the bed sheets and like... It's like she's got one hand around the bed sheets coming out of the end of his dick, and the other going up his butt, and she just starts doing this. And he was like, oh, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it? And I was like, no, it wouldn't, because the sheets would come out all covered in shit. Because they got to go through your butt.
She's
and
like,
then,
I'm going to split you in two, boo-boo.
And then when he walked off, I asked maybe Dr. Dylan if that was possible. It's not. None of those hoses are connected. I don't know a lot. I don't know that if you hold... I don't know that if
so your assholes and your dick hose are not connected.
I was concerned that if I hold a piss in too long, does it just turn to shit and go out the back? It doesn't. It doesn't, Nick. It doesn't do that. Did you know that shit isn't old piss? Did you know that, Nick?
I mean, did you not take anatomy in high school?
I did,
or did
but every
you just...
time I saw a penis, I would laugh. No, I didn't take anatomy in high school. They didn't teach anatomy in high school. Went to a military school, man. It was like, don't get shot here. That's not true. They didn't teach us that.
No, you didn't take anatomy in high school?
No.
Really?
My high school was very dumb. I got through it, and I'm very dumb. I got through on my keen street knowledge. That's how
did you
I
not have to take it in college?
Uh-uh. I'm an English major, man. I don't take fucking shit.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm an English and a business major. My science
I'm a
was,
science major.
My science was physical health. Which, is that anatomy?
Physical health?
I took it online, remember?
Some parts of it.
Remember, I took it online and I was always asking you to come in and answer questions for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it is anatomy.
We, pretty much I learned that you got to keep your heart rate up when you're exercising, you're not doing any good. So if your heart rate isn't up, there's no reason to exercise. Is that true?
No.
Okay, well, I learned nothing then. And then I took,
If you're trying to do cardio,
you gotta keep your heart rate up, man.
Then yeah,
burn calories.
If you're trying to do cardiovascular,
don't
exercise,
burn too many calories because then your blood turns to cortisone cream and you're hungry.
Yeah,
we're enhancing minds. That's what we're doing.
We're teaching the youth.
God, fucking don't be stupid and read a book. Just ask us a question.
Yeah,
about doctor stuff.
God, this is so easy.
It is. What if you could? Can you just proclaim to be a doctor?
Yes, you can.
There was that kid Bill
Cosby
who did it. Well, that was a TV show. So if I write myself as a doctor, I hope this isn't cum. Is this a cum napkin? I'm wiping my mouth
Probably
off.
Not.
Probably not. Do you think that your house by this point, you would know whether or not something had the chance to have cum
on
it?
Yeah, you would think.
Oh, God. How much have you fucked on in this room right now? Have you fucked on this chair?
I mean, listen, it'll be easier for me to answer what in this room have you not fucked on.
Was it you and me who were joking that if you have a male, if you're two males live together at 31, both of them is just accepting that everything they own is covered in jizz?
Yeah.
All right, so we got an email this week, Nick. We got a fucking...
Letters from Lorenzo.
Nope, this one is from Joe.
From Joe.
Go ahead, sing the song.
Letters from Joe.
All right,
fucking
so
Joe
sent us a letter.
All right.
Is that your weights? Was that the
Be
time?
Cool. Letters from Joe.
I don't want to. I don't want to say his last name.
Here we go. Letters from Joe.
I don't know why you expected anything different than what's
tonight.
Happening. Tonight. All right. So
tonight with letters from Joe. All right. Let's go.
Is Matt here? Is Matt hiding?
Gimme. I want some letters from Joe.
All right, so this is a letter from Joe. It starts out, it says, Nick and Pat, hey, I was a really big fan of Laser Brain, and now I'm a big fan of Throopin' Cool. I was excited to find out that you two had started another podcast. In fact, I only found out about Through Being Cool because I was trying to find out if anyone anywhere had the first five Laser Brain episodes, and the TBC Laser Brain Repunion episode showed up in my Google search. That's fucking crazy.
That's awesome.
All right, so here's what he said. I came immediately.
After cleaning up, I decided to download every episode of TBC, and I've been working through them over the last couple of weeks. Good God, you guys are funny. Keep up the good work. Thank
you. That's awesome, man.
A little bit about myself. My name is Joe. I'm 33, and I live in Springville, Utah, with my wife, a short brunette named Emily, so there is one thing we have in common, Pat. That is the third person affiliated with the show who is dating a girl named Emily. Because Nick, not you, Nick from Two Shots is dating a girl named Emily. I'm dating a girl named Emily. Joe's dating a girl named Emily. You know where Joe's from? Utah. What the fuck? And he lives with her and his two cats. I'm also a recovering rocker. I played in bands since I was 16, both guitar and bass, and I'm still pretty solidly into modern rock, but work and now school has kept me from being in bands for a while now. Ain't that the truth?
No shit.
Let's see here. I'm an electrical engineer, so I have a lot of time while I'm working on documentation and schematics where I need to occupy one half of my brain that isn't being used, so I listen to podcasts. You know, the usual, Nerdist, How Did This Get Made, Geek Show, BSR, etc. But in all honesty, my favorite podcast of all time is Laser Brain.
That's awesome.
That's so fucking cool. The shit you guys talked about is unbelievable. Somehow, it's all still hilarious to me no matter how many times I've listened to it. Belly Dick, Nick being revenge fucked by a lesbian, carrying poop down the hall because the toilet was clogged, the Tristoscope, conversations unfortunately, bitch I'm a virgin, Dream Detectives, and by far the most baffling thing I've ever experienced, stinky skin. To this day, I can't say penis. I have to say penis. Thanks, Nick. You asshole. Old Laser Brain episodes are my go-to yard work entertainment and quite often what I'll listen to when I travel. Places than New Zealand. My work has taken me to South Korea, Germany, the UAE, Singapore, Japan, Saudi Arabia, Taiwan, and Pakistan. I'm pretty damn sure I've listened to Laser Brain to pass the time on those flights and in every one of those countries. I'm pretty sure listening to that shit could have gotten me arrested in some of those places.
Probably.
That's fucking true.
It could probably get
that
you
is
arrested.
100%
yeah, it could
true.
Probably get you arrested here.
I was just in Saudi Arabia a couple weeks ago, and catching up on Through Being Cool helped me keep my sane during the 35 plus hours of travel each way. Fucking A, man. Anyway, I wanted to sincerely thank you for the hours and hours of entertainment you have provided, and I'm really enjoying catching up on TBC. Sorry to make this so long, but just so the Zogs aren't the only ones in Utah who listen and appreciate the morally irrehensible humor. Tell Tristan I said hi, and I hope his slumber stench problem has been keeping him up at night. Thoroughly witnessed, Joe. How fucking awesome is that?
That's cool, man.
That is so fucking cool.
We really like getting those emails, and I like reading them on the show too. I think that's cool.
Oh man,
doing that now.
We just send us all the letters. We'll fucking read them on the air. I don't give a shit.
That's awesome. That's really exciting. It's cool that we've kept you entertained, and that you have a horrible sense of humor.
I think that's fucking great, man. Nuts, man. Like it's especially like I sent this to Tristan, and he was like, "Oh, fucking," he's like. Thank you so, Tristan is, to ever get Tristan to say thank you is a huge feat in itself. Joe, you got that. Tristan wanted me to tell you thank you. So
that would require doing something nice for Tristan.
Which he will never, ever be accepting that anyone's been nice to him because they could always do better. Tristan is the most like my dad friend I have, and it makes me very, very mad. But with that, I want to read another letter they sent us because I sent him another letter saying, hey, thanks, man, and shot the shit with him for a little bit. And this is one that that he responded to back. This is another letter from Joe. We're going to stroke our own dicks right now. I don't care. Hey, Pat. Pat and Nick, thanks for replying, man. It's good to actually talk to you instead of me just being a witness to the conversation. I mean, my neighbors look at me funny when I stop the lawnmower and yell, you're so fucking wrong, Pat. You're a fucking monster. Or when I yelled, learn to tie your shoes, you goddamn Luddite. I'm not going to learn how to tie my shoes. I asked him if he had an Instagram or Twitter. And he said, sorry, I don't have an Instagram or Twitter. I kind of fell out of social media when those...
Wait, Luddite? Yeah. Bows are not new technology.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Bows are not new technology.
For who?
Huh?
For who specifically?
Okay, well, I guess maybe for you they are. Continue.
Sorry, I don't have an Instagram or Twitter. I kind of fell out of social media right when those two were taken off. Right after the last band I was in broke up. You can find me on Facebook, though. I know, lame, but feel free to drop me a line there. So I'm going to give you his information so you can befriend him and talk to him. Let's see here. He had a couple questions for us. So you want to answer questions?
Sure.
First question. What was your rig rundown? I know both of you play bass and or guitar, and I'm a gearhead, so I was just wondering what weapons of choice you guys have.
I was never a gearhead. Matt always had the equipment, and so I would usually
Matt
use
had
Matt's
all
stuff.
The equipment.
Matt had all kinds of shit.
Yeah,
and so I would always use Matt's stuff.
Yeah, but do you remember what any of it was?
No.
You remember? I think Matt had the bass stuff. I think he had like, I want to say he had like an old Behringer head and just like some standard 4x10 cabs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you play a full stack or a half stack?
Half stack. Yeah, there was a Behringer cab.
Was it mine?
I don't know.
Was the one Mr. T painted on the front of it?
Might be. Might be? I honestly don't remember.
I've got gear. I just now got all my gear back, actually.
Really?
Yeah. When I was playing in bands, I had a 4x10 Behringer cabinet and a 115 PV cabinet and a PV head, a Mach 7 that I use, or a Mark 7 that I fucking love, but I didn't like the way the mid sounded in it. Mm. So I actually got a Sun speaker cabinet PA system from Will, and that became what I used.
Really?
So I had an overdrive pedal and a overdrive pedal and a distortion pedal that I ran through a Sun PA head and one cabinet. I want to say there are 412s in it. Usually the Sun cabinets set up sell as a pair. So you have two 4x12s and then the Sun head as like the power for it.
Mm.
But Will bought it from the old bass player from Hollywood and only had one cabinet and a head. And so I bought it from Will, so I only have one 4x12 and a Sun head and a Sun cabinet, and it's fucking impossible to find that other cabinet because people only sell them as a set.
Mm.
The set's like $700. I didn't pay that for what I have, so I'm never, ever going to find that other cabinet. As far as guitar pedals and stuff, well, he said he doesn't use any bass pedals except on occasional overdrive, and he uses a Line 6 M13 for guitar effects. And because he's an electronics guy, he dabbled in making his own pedals. You did that for a fucking while.
Yeah, I never succeeded in making my own, but I did do some circuit bending with some pedals. So I did some circuit bending with an octave pedal, which was kind of interesting. I could never really get anything like usable out of it.
Well, no, you had it set up so it was either on or off.
Hmm.
Like you had it, if I remember correctly, you had
for the
it set
octave
up,
pedal.
Yeah, you had it set up so like it was either on or off, but you twisted it so there weren't any kind of like you couldn't change the tone or any of the settings on it. But I remember it was like it had like a really weird like fire alarm sound.
No, that was a flange pedal or a phaser pedal that I had that I circuit bent and put a switch on that I could do that with. And then I also had a delay pedal that I put a switch on that I put I forget what you call it. But it's a switch where it only activates the circuit whenever it's pressed in, so I could do it with my foot.
Right, like a wah-wah pedal.
It was a second button on the side, but like so it didn't stay on whenever you clicked it in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it was only on when you're putting pressure on
it. Only when you're putting pressure on it, yeah. And so I circuit bent that one. It was a real cheap... it was actually from Toys R Us, but I love the way it sounded because the delay was like really warm. Well, it sounded like a tape delay.
The bass pedal I used was a fucking like Dan Electro, like 19, but, like $20.
Well, I could hit a note, and I could put my foot on that button that I found when I circuit bent it. And so if I hit, it would basically turn into... It would just repeat. So instead of fading out, it wasn't a delay pedal. It was a...
It was a delay pedal.
Well, it was an echo pedal. It was like an echo pedal. So it would fade out. It didn't.
I'm trying to think. Are you sure it wasn't a fucking...
No, I had a delay pedal.
So see, you had a delay
pedal.
But
I had this one. This one was a cheap, shitty ass... Like, it was like line... I think it was like line 6 or something. Like,
well, line 6 isn't cheap. Line 6 isn't cheap.
Maybe not line 6. I can't remember.
Was it like a... Because I remember... Or I buy a lot of the knockoff Behringer pedals.
But I could put the pressure on it and it would... And it would continue to hold it. Like sustain that note. It was
me and Nick played in like loud screamy bands that you wouldn't think there were like a decent amount of effects.
But we started
going
to play
on,
with like noise and stuff.
God, man. Since I got that orange cabinet, all I've done is been playing with like my delay and the overdrive and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And like coming up with a really cool shit, but I'm like, this will never leave the bass. This will never leave the bedroom. So
I love playing. Oh, dude. I love playing with pedals.
I still like it's
so much fun.
It's the best, man. I fucking love just making all these crazy noises that you'll maybe never ever use. But it's just like with the reverb pedal, I would set it up so
it would essentially start like looping because mm-hmm. I have it set up so like if I played the I'd play a whole note like a and then and then I'd start to play something high over it and it would just sound dumb. Like I loved it, but it just I'm pretty much in my room trying to start my own Sigur Rós cover band. If anybody, I'll probably start recording some of it soon, but I don't think I'll ever release it. We should start playing our bands, our old bands on here.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Should start talking to people.
I miss playing music so much, man.
Drew started playing a band again.
Did he?
Yeah, Drew started playing in a band with Zach Coalition and fucking Dito.
Yeah?
And Zach was in that band Atomic Chronic, which is like a fast punk rock band. They're really fucking good. And Dito's a really good drummer, so like I'm excited for him. He said it sounds like kind of like Hour of the Wolf type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So just like real like fast punk rock, kind of like hardcore tinged music. So
that's fun.
If they play a show or they start recording, they should send us stuff. Cole's band just put out a fucking album.
Yeah?
A vinyl record.
Nice.
An LP. I haven't heard it. Every time I text Cole, like, hey man, bring a copy to the shop, I'll come pick one up. He never texts me back. He's being a real asshole.
Maybe he doesn't want you to hear it.
Well,
I miss playing so much, man. I would love to play music.
I miss jamming.
I quit working Saturdays, so like I could probably do it again.
I miss jamming and recording. I don't miss playing shows.
Really?
Yeah. Just the whole rigmarole of like packing the shit, driving there, unloading it, playing it. I don't have that drive anymore. I play about an hour a day. I still play all the time, but as far as like performing, the perfect thing for me would be kind of like what Polar Bear Club did the first 3 years they were around. Write and record and play shows like randomly. That would be awesome, but I don't have the fucking patience to be in a band again. Not like a full.
Yeah.
I just don't. Cole mentioned like, hey, we should get Cloak Horse back together, an instrumental band we were in. I was like, I don't fucking want to do that. Rory's talking about moving to fucking Colorado.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know what Alone's going to do or Bass Invaders. I talked to Will the other day. Probably shouldn't say anything about that, but I don't think any of those guys listen. No, I think Will listens. Hey, Will. Thanks for listening. I saw him at the comic book store today. I saw fucking Swindle.
Yeah?
Yeah. He came in to buy the Beyonce CD. I don't know what that's about, but he came in to buy the Beyonce CD and some singer-songwriter guy from Louisville who's like a jazz guy. I don't know. Swindle looks good. I haven't seen him in a while. Good. Will's got I forgot Will had a cool tattoo on his leg. Crazy Fool. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, he has some of the comic book store today. Will's doing good. That's good.
It's good.
Bass Invaders is a rad band. I don't know the band camp. Fuck. I shouldn't plug it if I don't know it. But it's
probably bandcamp.com/bassinvaders.
Or bassinvaders.bandcamp. I'll find the link. I'll post it in the show notes. But yeah, it's a band where it's drums and all bass guitars. It's really fucking interesting. I really like it. He had a second question, Nick. This one's specifically for you.
Specifically for me.
It is 100 pacifically for you. Question number two. This is from Joe's email. I'm unclear about the quantity of dicks that need to be sucked to satiate the demands of the Dark Lord. I'm at like 320, 330-ish. I don't know. I think I lost count for a while. I was going for 400, but I'm getting concerned that my close and personal relationship with his darkness is not improving. Is this like a Twilight Zone thing? Like, the more I accomplish, the farther the goal gets? In addition, I'm not sure 400 is the actual number, seeing as Nick, my only source of information on the matter, is being inconsistent. Just looking for a little feedback before I have to get my stomach pumped again, or the wife finds out.
Okay, so I've got a simple answer to your question.
Okay. Question being, how many dicks do you have to suck to prove your love of the devil?
And the way he worded that question, it's very clear he's an engineer.
He's an electrical engineer.
Let me give you
we pay attention
an
to
answer. I'm not inconsistent.
Oh.
And you're asking the wrong questions.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Ugh. That's a deep cut. I don't know if everyone's going to get that.
You're asking the wrong questions.
I would fucking blow his load on that.
You're not paying attention to the right things. You're
that
asking the wrong
is
questions.
A quote from this fucking crazy Gall documentary that me and Nick watched at the tattoo shop where these four or five guys go to hang out with the lead singer of Gorgoroth and they start talking to him. And he's really open about maybe kidnapping and torturing someone. And then the last day, he just doesn't want to talk anymore and starts telling them, you're not asking the right questions.
You know what's funny, too? Do you know whose response that is to unanswerable questions as well?
Who?
Pastor Rob Bell.
Who's that?
He's like a Christian apologist pastor. Isn't that hilarious, though? His response...
Robert Bell, if that is your Bobby Bell?
His response is
Bobby Wallets!
Is the same as the Satanist.
Well, I mean, they both love a guy for no real reason. They both love a fictitious figure.
Yeah, but Gaul
I don't look
loves...
at the devil as an actual man with poking in the tuchus. I imagine the devil as my
metal
own,
incarnate,
as my own want, a secular humanist, if you will. Not really. I don't like humanists.
You can't, I don't think you could be a secular humanist.
I don't either. I just had to see if it would sound good, and it did. But it's not true. I love to hear, I love to walk up to the table at work and Drew be blasting some ridiculous black metal or like Gojira or just some crazy metal band. And to watch people who aren't familiar with that walk up to him and him be like, hey man, how's it going? And then to look at the computer and go, the fuck is that? I'm going to miss that. I will miss that and have him not only explain to them the band and the genre, but he ends up knowing something about the band's belief system. And then it goes from being curious to weirded out. And I fucking love that. And I'm going to miss that.
Yeah.
Let's see here. He had one more thing he wanted to mention. And then I remember going, hey, man, feel free to ask us any health-related questions. This is
yeah,
what he
absolutely.
Said.
We're
I will
so
not
good.
Ask any health-related questions. I like my skin being the odor that it is. So, all right.
Fair enough.
That's fair. That's a fair thing. Let's see here. I'll be sure to shoot you guys some more emails as time allows. I'm trying to get my master's in electrical engineering and working at the same time. Fucking know that life. I'm pretty sure Calc 3 fingered me while I was asleep. I don't know. My butt hurt, and I feel the C I got in that class just left me more hollow. Point is, I'll try. Hey, man, if you're smart, you're always going to feel hollow because you're going to know that you could fill it with something else more worthwhile. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking do what you got to do.
Do
boo.
You, boo-boo.
The reason we're talking about Joe so much is not only did Joe send us two awesome emails and keep the trend alive, but he sent me episode 7 through 40 of Laser Brain, Nick.
Awesome.
He says, I can't find anything after 40 because I think iTunes auto-deleted them, but after sending out some feelers on Twitter, I got a hold of a few people who have the episodes 40+.
Yeah.
Now, what we're running into is no one has episodes 1 through 5. And the reason that the episodes start go 1 through 5, 7 through 12, and then 14 through 40 plus is because, if you remember, I refused to call episode 6 episode 6 because every band I was ever in with Cole would record 6 songs and then break up.
Uh-huh.
So we went out of our way not to ever refer to an episode as episode 6. And then we also didn't do episode 13.
Because it was unlucky.
Because it was unlucky. So I need someone out there, if they've got it, somebody has to fucking have them. Because a lot of the fans from that show carried over to this one, and thank you so much for sticking around. We need episodes 1 through 5. Because here's my plan. I want to throw it at you. Instead of making...
Hey, I might have 1 through 5.
Really?
Yeah.
I went on the Podbean site, and I couldn't find it.
I might have it on that.
On that?
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
Because remember, I edited the first few.
That's right.
Then
and then
took
we got
over.
The, well, we got the gear from Will.
Yeah.
So... What's probably going to be happening is I was going to start releasing those episodes on this feed.
We're
going like,
to do the full episodes, or
I was
going to.
I was probably going to take all the music out and then put like one or two together, and then edit them like that, and have it called like "Through Being Cool from the Vault."
Okay,
and then have like once or twice a month just randomly drop an episode or two, which will be like consolidated versions of the old episodes, so that that stuff gets out there.
But because we'll still that's not going to be in place.
No, not at all. It'll be just like randomly, like I'll have time to kill one day and I'll just fucking edit a couple episodes, throw them up on the Podbean feed for this show.
Can you make a schedule for me?
What was that?
Can you make a schedule?
I mean, I can, but I was just going to do, I was probably gonna do like once every.
I was just being a dick.
Oh, okay. Asshole.
Just the questions I'm used to asking.
I know. Well, I was going to do it like maybe like every other week, drop like an episode from Laser Brain on here and do like a quick amp up, a quick like ramp up. It's like, hey, this is a Laser Brain episode. This is an episode where we talk about this, that, and the other, and then post that on there and have it be on the same feed for two reasons. There's already a built-in audience for this one, so I don't want to make people have to leave this feed to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I don't want to pay an additional $10 a month on Podbean for have a separate show. I think that would be kind of counterproductive. So if we could just post those... along with what we have going on now.
No, I think it's fine. If anybody ever wants to go back and listen, they can go back and listen.
Right, and if you don't want to listen, don't download. I mean, it'll be labeled as like Through Being Cool from the Vault or Through Being Cool Laser Brain Mash or Through Laser Brain episode, whatever. I just want to have them all in one place
because having them on two different places, I don't want to confuse people, yeah. and I also don't feel like...
Then maybe we should get a external hard drive and put everything
there. That's what's going on right now. I have access to all of these through a Dropbox that Joe sent. So all I have to do is click this link, and I can download them directly to an external hard drive, so I'll always have them again.
Yeah,
and then I'll load them
really good idea.
Back into Pro Tools, edit a couple together or whatever, and then post them as I would one of Through Being Cool episodes, and it'll just be like from the vault, and it'll be a Through Being Cool episode.
Perfect.
Because I went back and listened to the Gay Steeple episode today, just on a whim. Here's the church, here's the steeple. Okay, let's take off our shirts and kiss like gay people.
Can we ask a question?
Sure.
Let's ask the audience, see what people think.
Okay.
Should we release them individually as like from the vaults?
Mm-hmm.
Should we edit like 5-minute clips into the show?
I'm going to be honest with you. That's way too much work.
Or should we do both? I didn't ask you.
I'm letting you know right now. Having to go back and it would essentially make me have to re-edit 3 shows.
What if I cut it down and sent it to you?
I don't want you to have to do that. Because I think that
if it makes the show really funny?
Well, I think the
what if somebody doesn't want to go back and listen to like an hour of bullshit for like 15 minutes of like funny?
I'm going to tell you right now, I've gone back and listened to the majority of those old Laserbrain episodes.
Way there funnier than the show.
There are no clunkers.
Yeah?
There's not. There are no clunkers. There's bad quality because we had to, you know, make do what we had.
Yeah.
But there's no clunkers, man. That's why I want to put it. That's why I want to just put it in there as a whole.
Okay.
If I didn't think they were worthy of it, I wouldn't even be considering the idea.
Okay.
Because like I said, I don't want one to falter because of the other. And I think if we just put the Tristan shit with us, with you and me in there, like sparingly throughout this kind of stuff, I think it would, one, it would be a neat thing for people to see what the show was before it was this one. And then also use it as motivation to get fucking Tristan's ass back out here.
I know.
That's like the hidden thing.
Do you have his contact information?
I do. I've been contacting him. And we've been discussing maybe him coming up like once a month and like recording for an hour or two.
Like we've been talking about
like
for
2 years.
Like
we've been talking about doing for a year or so with him. And I think it's closer to happening now because if we decide to do it on the weekend, I'll have time. It won't have to be it won't have to be like at night. It could be like during the day or some shit. So that he would be able to drive here, hang out for a bit, and drive home and not have to be like, because remember he'd lose an hour driving here because of the time change. So if we do it this way, then it works out easier for us because we do it like Sunday afternoon or like Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon or like Friday. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be easier to do it that way than to have to fucking, like, re-edit everything. Plus, I want him to fuck. Dude, I went back and listened to that episode, fucking Gay Steeple.
Yeah.
And when we're talking about shit, randomly, Tristan just says that his grandma died. Do you remember that?
No.
I asked him, because we just went on and on and on about the Gay Steepling and Nate, and because it was an episode that Nate was on.
Yeah.
Nate and Tristan were talking about Nate coming over to hang out. And like Tristan's parents having no wherewithal, just fucking a bunch while Nate was over there and Tristan making them go outside. And then like, we're talking about that story for like an hour and a half. And then it's like, so what else did you do this week, Tristan? And he just goes, oh, my grandma died. That was the episode I peed my pants. Do you remember that?
Uh-uh.
I peed my pants. And then you were laughing at me because I peed my pants. And then Nate was laughing at me because I peed my pants. And Tristan would not stop talking about how his grandma died.
Oh God.
So I wanted, that's the plan. I think that would be a great idea to just randomly, or not randomly, like every other week, here's two episodes from 3B, or two episodes of Later Brain edited together. Ooh, because then we're also generating content.
Should we do two or one at a time?
I mean, it would take no time at all to import two media files and splice them together.
How long are the episodes?
Some of the episodes are 45, some are an hour. So, I mean, every other week, 2 hours goes out. I mean, that's generating content. Also, letting people know what the show was before you and me got here. And also, maybe motivating Tristan if I can show him documentation that those episodes are getting hits.
Mm-hmm.
I can go, there's this many people who want you to come fucking talk more. Because that's the motivation. Tristan doesn't want to... He won't admit it, but I think that he doesn't realize, because we didn't see the numbers, that Laserbrain had a following.
Yeah.
He didn't know that he didn't.
No, definitely.
Me sending him I send him, anytime someone mentions him, I send it to him. Like when the Zogs were talking about, like, when he mentioned Tristan, I copy and I paste and I send it to him. Like, I want him to come back. Not because I think you and me
come back
can't carry this, because we obviously have. We don't need you. But I'm saying it would be awesome to have him back, because I just miss the fucking dude. I miss having someone worse than you and me in the room. Because then I'm the bad guy. I miss having someone who's the worst human we both ever met, but he's just so goddamn nice. Kind of. I miss that, man. So we're at an hour 15. I'm going to make Nick go to a going away party with me.
Oh, I'm sure some of you guys wish you could listen to that shit.
It's just going to be me part-time. Maybe Dr. Dylan better show up. I think he'll never admit it, but I think he's happy that he's like a regular mention on the show. I think he's like, I went to ask him something. He's like, oh, is this because I'm maybe Dr. Dylan? I was like, it is. Stop talking about the show. Randomly, he'll throw out shit like at work. And I'm like, hey, man. And he thinks it's so fucking funny.
It's funny.
All right, so Nick, you got anything you want to talk about before we wrap up?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So,
man.
I want to know if you could do anything,
all right,
for a living.
Okay.
Or nothing. What would you choose to do?
Anything or nothing?
Yeah.
All right. This is what my job would be. Honestly, working for an action figure company. Preferably Hasbro. Preferably on the Star Wars line.
Doing what?
Project management. Like, we're putting out these figures, and I'm like, fucking yeah, we are. And then I help those figures get made and put on the shelf.
Yeah.
That would be my dream job. Or working on the NHL franchise for EA, but everyone I've talked to said you don't want that job, including people we know who've worked for EA.
Yeah.
Those are my two, like, that's what I want. But I want to do them like near my friends and girlfriend, not in Canada or in Rhode Island where Hasbro's out of.
That's good. That's a good one.
What was yours? Pussy taster.
Pussy.
Pussy.
So.
Come. Rebecca. Come. That sounded like an order, was it?
I think you're going to be surprised, and it finally hit me today. Because I've been thinking about it lately. What would I do if I could do anything that was somewhat productive?
Oh, productive?
Somewhat.
All right.
Somewhat. All right. So, I would work in entertainment. What do you think I'm about to say?
I don't know. Is a booby inspector? Is the guy who picks out what tits are cool enough for movies?
In fact, it wouldn't even
have to. Can I change my answer to that?
It wouldn't even have to be an entertainment.
Okay.
But if I could do anything,
would it be professional podcaster?
If it was not productive, no. I think I would be Mike Rowe.
Fuck you, man. That guy sucks.
I know.
He's got a whole show dedicated to how much he sucks. It's an easy joke to make, but he's made a career out of being.
Yeah,
we've talked about this.
I know.
He's made a career out of being bad at careers.
This has been your argument, but
his voice. So, he does have a really good voice, though.
But I'm not worried
about. He could talk to me about Jack. Tug on those balls, and I'd do it, and I'd come harder.
But no, so I love learning about how things
tug
work.
Tug on those balls.
I love knowing about how stuff works, right. And I love meeting new people.
What about, isn't that Bert Kreischer's job? Doesn't he have that similar thing? But he goes on vacations.
Yeah, he does
his
vacations.
His job sounds way cooler than Mike Rowe's, because Bert Kreischer's never had to scoop shit out of his own pants that wasn't his own shit.
I think I would like that.
You never had someone shit your pants?
Because I love how knowing stuff works.
That was a sentence. That was a sentence. You know I know I like how stuff it works.
You know that I know.
I do know that.
That I like learning how shit works.
All right. What would the theme of that show be?
It wouldn't be dirty jobs. It'd just be.
Ooh, what if there was like.
Boring jobs.
What if it was like.
You
dirty
do what? You plan the production schedule, okay? And.
How do you not swallow
bullets?
What
goes bullets? Where? But, no.
Wait, isn't that what you do now?
No, I don't do that.
Oh.
But I don't know, I find, like, most things interesting about, like, how shit gets done.
You know
and
there's
how
a show devoted
to
this called, How Did This Get Made?
That's about movies.
No, there's a show called How It's Made,
where there's a or a really boring voiceover guy talks about, this is how gutters are constructed.
I love that show.
We had an idea. And this guy who works at the store, we had the idea of what you need to do, since there's no people on that show you see speaking, unless they're having like the one-offs.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who gives the directions is faceless. There's just a guy reading cue cards.
Right.
It would be really funny if they went off page sometimes real far and then came back immediately to what was going on. So they were like, this is where so they're talking about how tires are made.
Yeah.
And this is where they come off the line. And the tires are infused with a new gelatin made of cum and unicorn wishes that is then sent, like, just every, like, shit like that. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, and they're taken down to the very end of the, they're taken down to quality control where they're inspected and farted on. Like, if we can find a way to do that.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
That'd be hilarious. Like,
that would be hilarious.
Yeah. And everything is tested with piss. And like, you know what I'm talking about? Just like, they drop stuff in a vat, right?
Yeah.
And it's an orange vat. And you would say, and the vat is full of pussy juice and dreams. And then it lifts up. And then, like, how funny would that fucking be if we just did voiceovers for episodes of how it's made? The face you're making. Because we could do that. What?
We might be able to do that. I mean, I've got ins in a lot of manufacturing
facilities.
No.
I'm talking about just take pre-existing episodes of how did this get made. And instead of, like, reading what's real... Like,
yeah, what if we did it ourselves, though?
I don't want to...
What if we go in and we say, look...
No, Nick. You got to find what's already done and find a way to make it better. They already have the footage. But we're better at talking than that guy. We have better ideas. He has the facts, but we have the funny. Like we could do that. Just take episodes. We could just... I could find those
Can
episodes.
We try it? Seriously.
We could get those episodes off of YouTube, download them off of YouTube. Take the audio out.
Voiceover.
Take the audio out. And pretty much Mystery Science Theater episodes of How Did This Get Made.
So let's try it once.
Okay.
Let's try one.
Okay.
Let's post it. And let's see what people think.
It's got to be something with lots of liquids. Because I've got all these funny names for liquids, like diarrhea is a funny word.
But I think we could actually do it.
Yeah.
In person.
Like, sit there and watch it? That's all I do when I watch that shit.
No. I think, I'm saying I think we could go to manufacturing facilities and have them explain how shit works and take footage and then just completely fuck it up. We could do it with interviews, too. I think it would be hilarious.
Like, instead of having, this is Terrence Shivo, the head industrial engineer, like, this is Connor Gayman, the eater of cum. Like, we could just have, like, all the little subtitles different.
Like, how it's ruined or something.
Yeah. Oh, man, I would love to fucking do that. We could definitely do, oh, man, all right, don't anybody steal this idea. Trademark, that's how that works. Copyright, don't steal that idea. If you know, that's kind of how that shit works. If we talk about something and release it, and we have, that's how Jamie Josta, he's coming out with a series of t-shirts called Riff Beast, where it's just pictures of really rad guitar players on Sasquatch bodies, and underneath it just says Riff Beast. Like, they're doing one of the guy from Sleep, and it says
that's awesome.
Riff Beast. And then one of the guys from Unearth, and it's his face on a Sasquatch.
Yeah, some people who write, I know I've read of country music artists who write songs.
Yeah.
And they'll mail them to themselves.
Yep, technically it's copywritten.
And because it's... Well, because then it's got an official date on it.
I've been taking pictures of my own dick and mailing them to myself so that no one can use my dick.
So nobody can steal your dick.
No one can steal my dick. All right. What's the worst job that you could have? Like, realistic job. Don't just say, like, I taste
like
cum.
Shit eater.
Like, I taste cum.
The worst realistic
for
job?
For pay.
I mean, anything with shit.
There's worse jobs than that.
Anything
people who clean the embryonic fluid off of babies at hospitals, that's the worst job to me.
That's pretty gross.
You're mixing babies, which I hate. That's too much responsibility right off the bat. That baby comes out slimy. If I drop it, it's your wife's fault for having a slimy pussy. It's not my fucking fault for you to have a slip. It's not my fault. You got a slippery baby. That would be my argument.
Clean your placenta.
Yeah, my job only exists because we've all recognized how slimy babies are. So if I drop one, that's on you.
Yeah. And who's got... A slimy placenta and a dry pussy.
Yeah. Fucking.
Doesn't make any sense.
No. That's the worst job. Cleaning a baby cleaner. I'm sure there's more to
it's
it.
Like
I'm
an
sure
oasis it's... in the desert.
My job only exists because your wife's pussy sucks. And you got this shitty fucking baby comes out covered in piss, shit, food. Right? The baby's come out covered in food?
No.
Where's the food go that you eat? I'm
out
dumb.
Out of your ass.
I'm dumb. Which is all we all know is shit's old piss. If you learned anything tonight, So my worst job, the guy has to clean the babies that are fresh out the pussy at the hospital. What's your worst job?
Fart porn actress.
That would be awesome. Farting feels incredible. Actress? Wait, so you're in your mind, you have to become a lady?
Yes, you suck farts out of people's butts. I don't know, man. What's the worst job?
I told you, fucking baby cleaner at a hospital. Babies are covered in blood and shit, and they're babies, and that sucks. If a grown-up person is covered in blood and shit, you can joke about them being covered in blood and shit. If a baby's covered in blood and shit, and you talk about it, you're just complaining.
Slave. Worst job ever.
Show's done. We're not recording anymore tonight. That needs to be the last thing that gets said.
I'm dropping the mic.
We're done. I'm not even fucking doing any drops. That's the end of the show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Until next week, we'll be taking bubble baths with our pants on.
Born ugly, raised stupid.